want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good evening, America, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you live from Republic Broadcasting Network headquarters. I'm actually broadcasting from my bedroom, actually my bedroom office, outside of Phoenix, Arizona in the remote deserts. It's easier to stay concealed out here. It's a lot safer than fielding 8 shots over your house, if you know what I mean. You were listening in July of 09, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anyway, we've got a really exciting show for you tonight. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined once again by Dr. John Virapin, who's the former CEO of Eli Lilly in Sweden. And the last time John was on the show, he detailed all the corruption inside Eli Lilly and gave us firsthand accounts of his participation. So certainly I think he's gained credibility because he's fessed up for what he said he did. And this time, we're going to even touch into more sensitive areas such as suppression of cures, how far along Codex is. And folks, you're not going to want to miss this. It's downright frightening. And as you know, the world is being divided into corporate cartels. You've got the food cartel with Monsanto. We've got a developing water cartel that's happening around the world involving a couple of companies that we're going to expose in January. And what we're finding on water is so detailed and so horrific, we're thinking that it might even take 2 shows to promo. Anyway, I'll tell you more about upcoming shows later on, but first I'd like to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director to the airways, the goddess of news, misinformation, because she straightens us out with the disinformation the mainstream media gives us, and that's the one and only Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, and I'm ready to go.
Well, that's good. So am I. We've got a lot on our plate tonight. Just a program note, Annie, and I know you're aware, and I'm hopefully the network is aware, that we're not going to be here next week. We're going to be taking a hiatus in honor of the Christmas holidays, and as a result, we're going to be replaying our November 14th edition the Common Sense Show, when we had a pair of microbiologists on, as well as 2 victims of the bioengineering of viruses done by the U.S. Army and the Department of Defense. And if you recall, if you listened to that show, we detailed the documents in the government's own words, so there can be no doubt as to the veracity of the claims of the 4 guests we have on that evening that say that the U.S. Army is deliberately infecting people with various autoimmune diseases, and they're weaponizing it so it spreads with greater veracity. And Annie, I'm sure you remember that show, and it was quite the humdinger, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and we got a lot of comments on that, too. So that was a very important show. If you didn't hear that one, listen up next week, folks.
Yeah, I had a real large volume of emails, and a couple of them even said, you're crazy for running this because you know what's happened to almost 100 microbiologists, and they were insinuating I would end up like these microbiologists. But I figured they already had their shot at me back in, actually 8 shots at me in November, or actually July of 09. I'm sure you recall that incident, Annie.
Oh, yes. Not often you get shot at.
On the air, no less.
Yeah.
As we were signing off. In fact, I think our good producer of the show that night was our good producer tonight, Manny, and I recall correctly. And we had Jim Mars on, and that was quite the experience. So I figured they've had their shot at me, and we're just going to press forward. Annie, I was beginning to detail some of the shows we have coming up after the first of the year. We're going to even take a more hard-hitting approach to what's going on because it's very clear that the globalists are making their move. And when we come back from the break, I think I'm hearing break music, but when we come back from the break, we're going to detail some of those shows and jump right into the news with our goddess of the newsways, Annie DeRiso.
Tomorrow, and all I've got.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Socialist plan, he'll call you a mob. When end of life care is all that he'll provide, and with the pain pill you'll go for a ride. His unionized thugs and his acorn slugs are let in the side door. Obama won't need me, Obama won't feed me when I'm 64.
Obama won't need me, Obama won't feed me when I'm 64. Annie, we got a story that goes with that song parody, don't we?
Yeah, you do. Go ahead.
Well, as we know, Obamacare has temporarily, and I want to emphasize temporarily, gone up in flames. It hasn't stopped the good puppet master and the servants, his minions, to continue with Obamacare implementation, but a federal court judge ruled that you cannot force Americans to make purchases against their will. Of course, Annie, you pointed out to me when we discussed this earlier, we're already doing that with Medicare, aren't we?
Yes, you have to have a secondary drug coverage or you get fined. I know, I'm getting fined.
Unbelievable. I mean, here we are, the government saying, we're going to tell you what it is you have to buy and not buy, what system you're going to be in. I mean, what are we going to be doing, seeing our doctors in back alleys like drug dealers?
Well, what gets me, too, is illegal aliens get free health.
Speaking of illegal aliens, I'm sure you know what happened down on the border.
Yeah, I heard about that, Dave.
We had a 40-year-old Border Patrol agent murdered by, they basically are roving bandits, and they're corollaries of the drug cartels. They basically rob the people coming in to compete with the existing drug cartels near the Arizona-Mexico border. And Janet Napolitano was very quick to visit the border, and once again she pronounced everything as safe. Hey, Janet, tell that to the border agent's family. Tell that to his parents, who will never see this border agent alive again. And tell that to the dead rancher that was killed last March by the illegal drug cartels. I mean, Annie, we've called for it before on the show. We need the U.S. military, John J. Pershing style, hopefully with more positive effect, to basically run this vermin out of our country. We're having beheadings right here in Arizona. Are you aware of that from the mainstream media?
Not from the mainstream.
Oh, yes, the rival drug cartels, though they haven't done it to law enforcement yet. It's only a matter of time. I pray to God that doesn't happen, but it still, I believe, is only a matter of time. We have here in the Phoenix area and in Tucson, we're having beheadings done by these rival drug cartel groups in the same fashion as we're hearing and seeing about south of the border. Folks, it's only a matter of time. Here we've got Janet Napolitano, who wants to goose granny, feel you up, squeeze your genitals before you can get on an airplane, and yet when she was governor here in Arizona, she would not help close down the border. In fact, she sent National Guard down there basically with their guns unloaded, and they had to flee for their lives in Lukeville, Arizona. And we made her Homeland Security Chief. Speaking of airport security, Annie, you've got a story along those lines, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This 17-year-old boy asked an Albuquerque TSA agent why his mother was frisked, but he was not. And the answer he got was, "You don't have boobs." The mother is suing.
You know those agents don't have immunity?
Of course.
They have immunity. They have federal immunity. I mean, how else could they get away with committing second-degree sexual assault, which would get you and I, according to law enforcement people that I consult with, 5 years in prison for what they're doing to the flying public?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible. Well, while we're on a tear here, let's bring up something else that's raised my dander this week, Annie, and that's the START Treaty. In fact, I want our listening audience to take note of this. You need to contact your representative. I know. You're going to tell me it does no good. In this case, it might do good with an overwhelming response. Basically, the treaty that Obama and the Congress are trying to shove down the American people's throat is that if we're the victims of a chemical and biological attack, we cannot respond with nuclear weapons. Well, wait a minute. We don't have chemical and biological weapons to retaliate with overseas. We can infect people on the East and West Coast with Lyme disease, but we don't have biological agents that we would disperse as weapons, according to our government. So therefore, we can't use nuclear weapons to defend ourselves. So we could be the victims of a WMD attack and not respond in kind with WMD weapons. In addition, this treaty calls for the reduction of our nuclear submarine fleet by 50%. So let's just not let them know, you know, let's let them know where we are at all times. Let's let them just hit the hardened silos. And that's the second part of this. We have to absorb, this is courtesy of Obama, a first strike before we can retaliate. You don't think...
That's not UN?
No. Well, this is UN-related. Yes, the UN is pushing this. The UN is backing this. But this is U.S. and Russia. And Obama thinks it's okay for us to get nuked. And then, if we have any weapons left and we have enough submarines left, then we can retaliate in kind. This is national suicide. You know, Annie, there was a time when I did not like Pelosi, Reid, and Obama. I disagreed strongly with their politics. But now I've taken a different tack. I view them as the enemy. They're playing for the other side. Pelosi, Reid, and Obama are the enemy of every American in this country because of their support for this treaty. Anybody else who supports this treaty, who thinks this is in the best interest of our citizens, needs to be tried as a traitor and dealt with accordingly. And yes, Mr. Barry Satoru Obama, we're talking about you. How would you look in stripes, sir, for selling out your country? This is outrageous behavior, and once again, I want to encourage the listeners of the Common Sense Show to contact your representative and say, stop, start, now. That's right, folks. Stop, start, right now. Okay, Annie, what else is up?
Well, I would just like to say that the thought came to me that I wish we had a voice stress analysis on all of the politicians so we can tell when they're lying. But if they're opening their mouth, they're lying.
They're moving. You know they're lying.
Yeah.
I mean, we live in an age of unbridled corruption. And I know mankind does not have a good history with tact, integrity, and honesty. I mean, after all, we inhabit a planet that killed the Son of God. But nonetheless, Annie, it seems like things are getting progressively worse by the day as we're being carved up into corporate domains, each with their desires and designs to withhold needed products and services for us, health care, water, food, you name it, Annie. We're being poisoned. We're going to be starved. We're having our military defenses depleted against foreign attack. I mean, I can't find an optimistic thing to point to with regard to our government. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm at a loss for words to say that this Congress and this president stand for anything that's remotely for American people.
Well, it's like we're being shot at with shotguns. You know some of those pellets are going to hit you. Something is going to take you out. Something's going to get you because it's so hard and so fast.
I don't know, Annie, what the answer is here.
I don't either.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night. And let me just tell you something that I went to today. I went to my son plays piano, and he had a piano recital today. And there were 24 children, usually between the ages of about 7 and about 14. My son turns 10 tomorrow. And I was watching these kids play. They were so adorable, so cute, so professional, and so focused on their task. And I'm looking at these kids collectively, and I'm thinking, your futures are destroyed before your lives even start.
Yeah.
So depressing. And Annie, you know me personally, for better and for worse, and I think you would admit that I'm an optimistic, get-it-done kind of person, and
yes,
I've always been that way. But Annie, the overwhelming nature of what's going on in the world today and how Americans, especially the American middle class, we are the greatest endangered species on the planet.
Well, that's why we do this show.
Well, we're going to take a different tack after the first of the year, as you know, as we begin to reach out and really hit more critical issues and be more hard-hitting and be more solution-focused, because I'm almost of the opinion that we're going to have to start looking at adaptation as opposed to prevention. I think that there's no question we're going to see a collapse of the dollar. It's being kept afloat only so long as we serve certain people's needs, and when those needs are met, the air is going to go out of the dollar like the air out of a hot balloon.
Yeah.
And, then it's going to be every man and woman for themselves. We know NORTHCOM continues. We're there. House-to-house training exercises, grabbing guns. They even were doing mock executions up in Washington State 3 months ago, something that escaped the mainstream media. They did report on the exercises, but they didn't report on taking guns, hiring actors, and the actors trained to say, no, I'm an American citizen. You can't do this to me. And training these veterans, or actually rookies, they're not veterans, but they're rookies in the military. They were designing the training to get them to ignore the cries of their fellow countrymen as they acted unconstitutionally. And they even did, like I said, mock executions. And I've got this from people in some of these units who are willing to speak to me off the record. This is horrific behavior.
And we need to watch. I was going to say we need to watch, too, for these protests that we're having and make sure, because of what's happening overseas with the agent provocateurs.
Oh, we're going to be infiltrated at every level. You know, the FCC is going after the alternative media. I mean, our days on RBN, and I'm making an announcement. I'm telling you about a fear that I have. Our days on RBN could be numbered. And
yeah.
We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Stay tuned, everybody, and we're coming up on John Verifan at the bottom of the hour.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Unfortunately, we're somebody's stepping stone. Is I feel like I got footprints all over my backside. Here is it seems like we're holding back the flood. I mean, Annie, you know, we reflected last week on our anniversary show about how the New World Order certainly is making their move, and they're making it exponentially. And I have never seen change coming with the rapidity that I have seen here in the last 2 years, particularly in the last 6 months.
Every direction. Seems like that's all I can say, but that's the way it is.
Or as Glenn Beck likes to say, top down, bottom up, inside out. Yeah, it's coming from all directions. No question. Anyway, Annie, I just want to make an announcement here, and I'm going to express our condolences on behalf of the Common Sense Show, and I'm sure all the other hosts at RBN, to Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry, who lost his life in a shootout with Mexican drug cartel members. We thank you for the service of your son, and I'm saying that to the Terrys. Brian did not have any children. But it's a sad state of affairs when even the murder of a Border Patrol agent, preceded by the murder of a peaceful Arizona rancher attempting to give aid to an illegal alien who was actually a drug cartel member, these murders can be perpetrated here on American soil. And our Homeland Security Director, Janet Napolitano, see something, say something, Janet, big sis, does not think it's enough priority to increase the troop presence at the border and give them loaded guns to work with. And unfortunately, President Obama in behest of the corporations that want this cheap labor, this American form of slavery, to continue. It's indeed tragic, but politics aside, our deepest condolences to Border Patrol agent Brian Terry's family. Annie, what else is going on in the world? Is there any good news out there?
I don't have any. Now they're bringing dengue fever into Florida. They were supposed to use the correct type of mosquito when they were testing out these mosquitoes to see if they could make the females sterile so that they wouldn't be poisonous with dengue fever, but they used the wrong genetics in their mosquitoes. And so now dengue fever, hemorrhagic dengue fever is starting in Florida. And it's a GMO mosquito. Bill Gates is behind it. We're behind it. Our government is the one that's pushing it. And the excuse is that it's a valuable experiment in the quest for ways to deliver vaccines to the masses at low cost. In other words, they can kill us cheaper.
Vaccines filled with chemicals of sterility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've documented that ad nauseum with Dr. Carlin,
yeah.
Pat Jordan on the show. I just talked to a naturopathic doctor, a friend of Dr. Virapin, our guest here at the bottom of the hour, spoke with him this afternoon about the same issue. And we talked about the sterility chemicals that he's found in vaccines from his own research. And this is being discovered all across the country, but no, the mainstream media just goes along like life is blissful. Hey, people, wake up, morons. Your kids are taking these vaccines. I mean, you may not think it's important enough to report on. How about the welfare of your children? I just find this unconscionable that someone would sacrifice family safety for professional gain. But that's what we're seeing in the mainstream media. How do I know, Annie? Because I have sent many of these studies to many of the mainstream outlets that I thought might have a chance to even look at that, call me, talk to me about it. But no, we don't want to talk about it. The only one who will really touch this, and I think his days on the air is number two, is Jesse Ventura. As we know, he did a little bit on Plum Island. I don't think that he got to the level that we got to on our November 14th show that's going to air next week. But Jesse did cover it to some degree. And I'm not surprised, Annie, that this outbreak occurred in Florida on the coast. And as we have concluded here, the powers that be want to stop the coastlines, whether it's Operation Red Flag, which you and I know has commenced and commenced with a vengeance.
Oh, good connection.
Yeah, 5-year war game where they're going to put depleted uranium to such an extent that just about everyone in coastal areas is going to be affected. Then we got the BP fiasco, and folks, we're working on a BP show that's beyond belief. You are not going to believe what the grassroots organizations, the citizens in these grassroots organizations in New Orleans and the rest of Louisiana, the Gulf Coast area, are saying about the cause of the BP oil spill, about what's truly going on down there and how the mainstream media is suppressing the real story. Surprise, surprise. And the government, particularly the EPA, is complicit with BP in poisoning Americans out of the region. And working on this story with Kindred Arneson and Vicki Perrin, and we're going to have them on January the 9th, and we're going to blow the lid off of this story like what has not been covered before. So we've got a lot ahead of us, don't we, Annie?
We sure do. It's exciting. It's sad, but it's exciting. It's sad that we have to report such things.
I know. I sometimes when I sit behind the microphone, I'm thinking, Dave, do what you know best, sports. As you know, I got a sports background, worked as a college basketball coach for many, many, many years. And that's what I know. The audience knows coverage, should I say, these topics have been the ones that have been visited upon my life personally at the threat of the loss of my home. So,
well, you found your second calling.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to beat the drum, Annie, until we have so many people beating the drum that my voice no longer matters, and then I can sit back and join the masses in taking our country back. I'm not sure that we're going to get out of this thing peacefully. For years and years, I've called for a peaceful resolution to this, but I just know how people are going to react when their kids don't have shoes or food on the table. Anyway, we'll be back with John Virapin, and we're going to knock your socks off about the medical cartel. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
How am I feeling? I don't know. We're going to have to ask a good doctor for that. Our next guest is tonight is Dr. John Virapin, and he'll be joining Annie and I. We've had Dr. Virapin on before. He's PhD. He's the former CEO of Eli Lilly and the author of a couple of really good books, and we're going to let him tell you about those books as we proceed through the evening. But you're not going to want to touch that dial, because Dr. Virapin is going to knock your socks off with some of the revelations he's going to make. We've been talking on and off now for the past month, and this is certainly a showstopper, a head-turner. You're going to be pressing your ears up against your phone or your radio or however you're listening to us this evening, because this is going to be one heck of a show. Anyway, without further ado, let's go all the way across the big pond and go to Germany and welcome Dr. Virapin to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Dr. Virapin. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. And I know it's extremely early back there. It's just after 4:30 a.m. your time. I believe you're in Stuttgart, correct?
No, south of Stuttgart.
South of Stuttgart. And you're
in the area. Yeah.
Well, you sound pretty good for 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I'm a little sleepy, but I'm getting there.
Well, hopefully we can keep you going here for the next 90 minutes. But anyway, let's, in case someone missed our last interview, let's backtrack a little bit and tell everyone about your professional background and how you became so knowledgeable about the chicanery that's going on inside the inside Big Pharma.
Well, as you mentioned in your intro, you said CEO of Eli Lilly. I was the CEO at the Swedish affiliate in Sweden, where I started some 40 years ago as a salesman. Worked my way up in a career and worked in not only Lilly, which is the main culprit, several other big players I worked with during my career just to, you know, get up to where I ended up at the head of the Swedish affiliate. And those years, I mean, even an idiot would learn something having worked for so long in the same business. And trust me, I know all the tricks that they're up to and all their strategies and how they do it and how they plan it. So I just came out and started talking when my little boy was born, my latest and last, I hope, little boy was born on 6 years ago. And here I am now telling everyone or whoever wants to listen that these people are up to no good.
No, they don't have the consumer's interest at heart. And,
No.
Where would you like to start? I mean, we've covered a range of topics we're going to go over tonight, but I'm going to let you pick what first area we jump into.
Well, corruption. Corruption. The pharmaceutical industry does everything almost, I would say, 100%. By corruption. As I was waiting for you here tonight, I read a blog with, I don't know, Pfizer had a lawsuit against, not against, was litigating by the Nigerian government of some drug they use on children that was killing the children, and they didn't say anything about it. They try to cover it up, and then suddenly the case was dropped, and there was some sort of settlement because Pfizer hired an investigator to investigate this prosecution, the prosecutor, and the whole thing was just blown over, covered up. This is the sort of thing that goes on in this industry. Like me, for example, bribing the government in Sweden to register a drug that became very dangerous later. It's called Prozac. I don't know if you've heard of Prozac.
Well, we're very familiar with Prozac, yes, and the violent enacting behavior that can come out of it.
Mm-hmm. And it's killed a lot of people. A lot of people committed suicide and, other things. And it's still on the market. There are many other examples of drugs for this company and other companies. And they're all selling at $1 billion a year. Now, wouldn't somebody, some authority, a government, or all the other programs they have out there, do something to stop this madness, this industry corrupting and using corruptive means to get their product on the market, killing people. And the thing that got me really mad is when they approve the same Prozac drug and all the other products in within the same group on children. I mean, hell, you don't give little children psychotropic drugs because they're not sitting still at the table or because they're uneasy at school. What is this? I tell you what they should
America, do. This is something that I'm familiar with. Because
I know you're
that psychotropic drugs can malform a developing brain, both chemically and structurally.
Exactly. Now, why isn't there anybody doing... You know, I would like to recommend that they give all... The psychiatrists, first of all, should have these drugs and give it to all your cheating organizations over there, like the banks, you know, all the employees, not the employees, the managers of the banks. And those people, the big scandal you had a couple of years ago in America, instead of giving it to children. What is this, some kind of control mechanism for the future of the population? Because that's how I see it happening. They're controlling the people right now with medicines. People are forced to take these medicines because there is no real other stuff except the alternative medicine, and they're on their way to close that out right now. So that's another topic I'd like to talk to you about.
Let me ask you a question along those lines. Were you involved with Eli Lilly when Teen Screen came to market under Lori Flynn?
I heard about it. Yes, I just heard about it, but I wasn't directly involved with it.
Okay. And just for the listeners' benefit, Teen Screen basically is a test. They use a test to get false positives for diagnoses of mental illnesses, particularly depressive suicide, and then they seek to medicate these young kids without notifying the parents.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's in 43 out of 50 states right now, and it could be in your children's school district, and you wouldn't even know about it.
Yep. They get the children to take all these things, and they do run their tests. This is what it started because... I know at that time that they were taking a closer look at the market with the so-called depression. Everybody was depressed. The whole planet was depressed. So, hey, that's a good market. But originally, this company, at least that's what they told me, and I've seen the documents that they had prepared in their strategy for this product, their strategy was to use it on obesity because they saw in some studies, they saw people losing weight. Hey, that's a big market. Americans are fat, the British are fat, the Europeans are fat, everybody. So you can imagine the amount of money if you get a product that can create weight loss. But that's a very difficult indication to get a product registered for. So they went with depression. That's easy to get a registration, especially if you corrupt the government and pay for it, so, which they did, in my case anyways.
Absolutely unbelievable. Well, what are some of the common drugs other than Prozac that are on the market right now that are readily prescribed for the general public that should never have seen the light of day?
Oh, there's a whole line of them from different companies. Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Zyprexa is the latest one that was registered for schizophrenia. But lo and behold, Lilly went and sold it on dementia, old people. Killing them in the old people's homes. They were eventually taken to court, and this is about a year and a half now since this happened. They were fined $1.4 billion for illegal sales of the drug, and also they found that they were suppressing clinical information that they knew about the side effects of this drug. For example, it gave a lot of people diabetes. That was the main thing. Some people died of heart failure, heart problems. And they still continue to sell the drug.
Well, Dr. Virkin, if you prescribe a drug like an antidepressant and it causes a secondary effect such as diabetes, this almost suggests to me this could have been done purposefully to double your market share.
Well, Lilly happens to be the largest insulin producer on the planet. So...
Is that belief I just expressed, the ramblings of a paranoid person, or do you think there's some legitimacy to this view?
Knowing them as I do, you know, I call them the most evil corporation on the planet, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. So, well, this is, look, what people don't know, you have to be on the inside to know things like what I'm telling you right now. They can fabricate a formula within a certain segment of drugs, say like the COX inhibitors, these painkillers like Vioxx and vinoxaprofene, another one that they pulled off the market, killing a lot of people. They can send a guy into the lab and say, make me a formula. A guy goes in there, some chemist goes in there, and he prepares a formula. And then they start testing. And they may see some sort of effect that they believe in, and they continue to test. And when they're coming towards the end of it all, and they've already spent a lot of money doing this, it is imperative that they get the drug on the market. So if there are serious side effects that start to turn up when they do clinical evaluation, they wouldn't tell you. They just stop the trials. And when they stop the trial, they're not obliged to tell you anything, thanks to your justice system that protects them with a law that says that they are not obliged to tell anybody anything about their research.
Well, there is something I did learn about their research, Dr. Veerapandiyan, that they skew their own results in their control group studies by eliminating people, for example, who would have high placebo responses, so they can make the drug look more effective than it really is.
Yeah, all these trials, if not, I don't know about all of them, but most of them, it's done through prepared clinical protocols. Now, you have all these organizations suddenly turned up in the just past the late 80s. They're called CRAs or CROs, Clinical Research Organization. These are the people who perform the trials. And they go there and pay these guys horrendous sums of money and say, well, this is what we want. So they prepare the protocols. They do everything. The FDA, I don't know what they do. That's a question I've been asking for a long time. They approve, and they disapprove, but they mostly approve. You know, it's a government program that is head of the food and administration of the country. But what do they do? They turn a blind eye. It depends on, that green piece of paper you guys have over there. That's the problem. So, bribery.
I will tell you this. If you'd played ball with them for the remainder of your professional life, you very well would be on the FDA now. I'm very aware of how these groups play musical chairs with each other. They go from the pharmaceuticals to the FDA positions, or the FDA positions to the pharmaceuticals.
Or the politicians that go to the pharmaceutical.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when a politician is out, he's finished. They shouldn't be in the first place because they don't know very much, these people. But they create contacts. And it's happening today. Stuff I'm telling you about happened since the first day I started in 1968. As a salesman, they tell you don't talk side effects with your doctors. You just tell them the features, the advantages, and the benefits of the product. We're trained to do that. And the first visit I made, I gave the doctor a pen. That's corruption. And then it got more and more and more serious after that as you progress in your career, you know. Then with all the discussions about the briberies and corruption of the pharma industry, in 2009, they came out in January and says, oh, we have a moratorium. We are not going to give pens anymore to doctors. They forgot to stop the swimming pools and the prostitution and all the other goodies that go with it. So
it's business as usual, but I have to say I'm not surprised, because we see the same thing going on with congressmen as well as with medical providers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Those guys are heavily, heavily involved. Because when they, they're secure, these the politicians and the Congress people, because they are immune to prosecution. So this
is courtesy of state legislatures here in this country as well as Congress.
Exactly. Yeah, and even the
Joined by Dr. Virkin, author of the book Side Effects Death, and we'll be back after this break and continue this discussion on the corrupt pharma industry.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
I just want to remind everybody it's now possible to pay $5, $10, or $20 a month for our archives, and you'll certainly want to pick up this show on the archives to play it several times, because we're going to unveil some things that are shocking after the top of the hour. But anyway, you can still pay the $1.33 a month, but we thought you might like to make a donation to keep this great network going. And don't forget, we have RBN business cards. They're generic. They're only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism, and you can get yours by calling 1-800-724-2719. And joining us tonight on our guest line is Dr. John Griffin, the former
CEO of Eli Lilly of Sweden, and we're uncovering many of the drugs that should not be on the market, the corruption that is used to buy off politicians and medical providers. And Dr. Verpin, I'd like to go in a slightly different direction. It's something that we have talked about before off the air, and I'd like to get your opinion on what's going on with Codex.
Before I hit that, let me just make a declaration so your listeners can remember this. I am not out to bring the pharmaceutical industry down like a lot of people have been posting on blogs and whatever. We need them. There are good things out there that we need. But the stuff that is killing people wildly right now, many products should not be on the market, period. There should be some control. There should be transparency from these companies and regulation that this corruption does not continue. And the one thing now that I'm mainly advocating for is these executives at the top, the people who make the decisions for all this nonsense to happen, they should go to jail when they're caught. If you murder somebody in the street, they put you away. Why do these people get away with paying a fine and still continue to murder? I just want to say that.
Well, if you're a member of a major multinational corporation and you wear a suit, yeah, it kind of is a license to kill, isn't it?
Yeah. Of course it is a license to kill. Look, when I reported the bribery stuff that I did in Sweden, I was liable for prosecution. And I was just, the helping hand. But the prosecutor gave me immunity when I reported the whole incident, which, by the way, changed the Swedish law on corruption. If they catch you now, you're gone. Unlike many other countries who did not change their laws. So I would like to see this. And, you know, all you listeners out there, people who are listening to this, talk to your politicians and ask them why is it that these people don't get jail time. Don't you think?
Well, listen, you're kind of preaching to the choir, and Annie, my silent partner right here right now, we've discussed this many times, and again, I'll say it, if you're an executive with a multinational corporation and wear a suit, it's often a license to kill. We see it with BP and the Gulf oil spill. We see it in Big Pharma every single day. We're going to see it with the death panels if Obamacare goes through. People are going to be making life and death decisions over what goes on. Now, let's hold that Codex question until after the break because I want a long stretch there for you. Just very quickly here, let me jump to something else. The military, as we know, is being exposed potentially to depleted uranium. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about, let you know about the drugging of our military as they return to civilian life. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. John Verpin, my news director, Dave DeRiso, after a word from these sponsors.
It's true.